From the YPR studios in Billings, I'm Kay Erickson. Sky watchers are in for a rare triple treat Wednesday morning. A supermoon, a blue moon, and a total lunar eclipse are not unique events. A blue moon, which really isn't blue, is a calendar event when two full moons occur in a month. Those happen about every 2.5 to 3 years. A lunar eclipse, when the sun, earth, and moon are lined up, happens about twice a year. And a supermoon, when the moon is the closest to the earth, appearing brighter and larger, happens about every 414 days.
But for all three of those to cycle around and line up at exactly the same time is a fairly rare event.
That's MSU Billings science professor Stephen Wiles.
So in that sense, it's definitely worth taking note of.
EarthSky.org, a science and nature website, says this is the first blue moon total lunar eclipse in the U.S. since March 1866, less than a year after the Civil War. And then add a supermoon, and it's quite a lunar trifecta. Wiles says the moon should start to slip into the Earth's half-shadow and begin dimming around 4 a.m. It will start to slip into the actual shadow around 5:51 a.m. with the total lunar eclipse at 6:31 a.m.
Now, if you're an early riser, you can come get up and view it. Problem is, 6:30 a.m. means that at totality, the moon's only going to be about 10 degrees above the west horizon, so it's going to be way down towards the horizon. Now, in principle, that does mean, hey, it should emphasize this supermoon where we're going to see that it looks big.
He says the total eclipse will end at 7:07, which is a little before moonset, which will happen at 7:39. Wiles says the best place to view this lunar event is where you have a clear view of the western horizon. In Billings, that would be on the rim rocks near the airport. This is all weather permitting. Kay Erickson, YPR News.